Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Farms and small businesses across Kentucky will be making some needed energy efficiency improvements thanks to the Rural Energy for America program administered by the USDA Rural Development. Kentucky Rural Development Director Hilda Legg says this is another service provided by the agency she manages.
Many times people think of rural development for their water and wastewater projects or their single-family housing loans or something sort of large and visible often. But we have a plethora of programs in our rural business services section that really focus on our small to mid-sized businesses, our ag production opportunities.
Legg says nearly $500,000 was awarded recently through REAP.
We just announced $469,561 of grant monies for our energy efforts. And the basic bottom line is to help lower the energy costs for our rural businesses. And many times that business is, in fact, agriculture production.
She noted the grants will help farms and small businesses.
Denton Farms, the Folks Farms, they're all looking at solar. The Cundiff Farm, Bryant Groves is another one that's got some energy. Then we've got solar with Jason Ralph Farm. So we have Gross Farms, a number of them that are taking advantage of using solar to reduce their energy costs.
We'll have more in a moment.
Since 1919, Kentucky Farm Bureau has been advocating for farm families and rural communities across the Commonwealth who are the backbone of our economy and our way of life. As we commemorate our 100th year of service, we will continue to ensure the challenges and issues facing Kentucky agriculture are addressed by our leaders in Frankfort and in Washington. Why Farm Bureau? Because Kentucky farmers deserve a unified voice. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
USDA Rural Development State Director Hilda Legg says there are a number of other projects that can be funded through REAP.
Geothermal, biomass, hydropower, those are just some other energy generating opportunities that we can work with you as well. Certainly one thing that has been, you know, big in West Kentucky in the past has been the ethanol, biodiesels, and, you know, that kind of thing.
She adds the investment in energy usually provides savings over a number of years.
If you have been thinking about that or have thought about that, then come to us and let us see if we can help you figure out how you can save money over a period of time. It takes about 4 years, generally speaking, on some aspects, like the LED lighting. That's something else we do for our small businesses.
We'll continue our conversation about REAP tomorrow. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.